Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Tuesday morning here on KSJE. It's time for our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment. That's when I get to speak with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter to talk about some of the pets available for adoption this week. Amber's joining me on the phone this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I am good. Thank you for being with us as always. And let's talk about some of the dogs and cats available for adoption this week. Let's see. Tom is on the list this week, right?
Yes. Tom is a very sweet and loving 10-month-old shepherd. He likes to go for walks in the park. He's just a laid-back puppy. He smiles. He's very cute, and he just needs to find a forever home.
Okay. He looks like he's ready to go from the picture you sent me.
He is. He's ready to go.
Okay. That's Tom, available this week at the shelter, and so is, help me with the pronunciation, Agoy?
Agoy, yes.
Yeah.
Agoy is a 3-year-old heeler mix. He's very energetic, so he needs his new family to be as energetic as he is. He would probably be best in a home without young children. He gets a little nervous, and plus he's a little energetic, and no cats. he's not a friend of cats.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. So Agoy could be a good fit in particular circumstances.
Yes, he needs the right home for him, but he will be an amazing and awesome dog for whoever ends up taking him home.
Got you. Okay, that is Agoy, available this week too at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. And let's talk about Spam the cat.
Yes, Spam is a 10-month-old cat who unfortunately came to us back in October when his owner passed away. So he's been waiting since then to find his new forever home. He can be a little shy at first, but once he gets to know you, he's just a little love bug, loves to play. He's still got that 10-month-old, still has that kitten energy. So
right.
He loves to chase his balls around and play with the string. So if you're looking for a new addition in your cat family, he'd be a great one to add to it.
There you go. Okay. Spam goes with everything.
Yes. Yeah,
there you go. Right. And what about Garfield?
Garfield is an amazing orange tabby. You know, that's how he got his name.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a pretty big boy. He's not quite as big as the famous Garfield, but he's getting there.
Okay.
He's about 12 pounds. He is a lover. He will curl up on your lap and just purr away. So if you're looking for a lap cat, keep your lap warm in the early morning chilly mornings. Come down and meet Garfield.
Okay. All right. Do we have any knowledge about his love for lasagna or lack thereof?
Oh, I'm sure he loves lasagna.
Okay. Good to know. Very good. And those are some, but there are more animals available for adoption this week, correct? You're still pretty full.
Oh, absolutely. Unfortunately, we are still pretty full. So this is just a small selection. You know, every week it's hard to pick who I pick for these because, you know, they're all amazing cats and dogs at the shelter. So you can come down and see them, or you can go on to pettango.com and see all of our available animals as well.
Okay, very true. That's Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. And Amber, before I let you go, I know there's a lot of talk, of course, about the passing of Betty White. She was a big advocate for animal welfare and shelters and rescue organizations. And so there's a way that people can kind of help you and the job that you all do in her memory, correct?
Yes, we had a couple of volunteers come up with the idea. We are going to celebrate. She would have turned 100 on Monday the 17th, so we are going to have a celebration for her birthday. It'll last all that week, but on Monday we've got volunteers that will set up a donation table, have some snacks and goodies, a big poster of Betty White, and if you're wanting to donate to the shelter, either money or all the other items that we need, toys, blankets, treats, food, you can bring it down and drop it off between 11:30 and 5:30 Monday through Saturday next week, and then we will celebrate in her memory She was an amazing woman and was a lover of animals. So we just wanted to do something special to honor her.
Very nice. What a great idea. Well, that will be all next week, and her birthday's on Monday, as you mentioned. So I know a lot of folks have been thinking of a way to kind of celebrate her and the work that she did throughout her whole 100 years of life almost for animals in this country and around the world. So that's such a great idea. Well, Amber, thank you so much for being with me again this morning. Always appreciate your time, and we'll talk again next Tuesday right here on KSJE.
Sounds good. Thank you, Scott. You have a great week.
All right. You too. Thank you. That's Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter, my guest this morning here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.